This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available through Harris Farm Market stores. Japan slams New Zealand's gene tech bill as Consumers Union speaks out. On the eve of submissions closing for New Zealand's gene technology bill, a powerful consumer voice from Japan has weighed in and they're not happy. The Consumers Union of Japan, CUJ, representing 30 million Japanese shoppers, has expressed outright shock at the prospect of genetically modified GM technology making its way into New Zealand's food supply. "We are surprised and frankly quite shocked that anyone in New Zealand would imagine that its food or drink, like New Zealand wine that is quite popular here, would get a boost from GM technologies," says CUJ chairperson Mrs. Michio Koketsu. In 2023, New Zealand's total exports to Japan amounted to approximately $2.33 billion. A significant portion of these exports comprised food and beverage products, including dairy, meat, fruits, and seafood. For instance, dairy products, eggs, and honey alone accounted for about $449.73 million. This underscores the importance of Japan as a key market for New Zealand's food exports. Translation: don't mess with what's working. New Zealand has long been viewed as a clean, natural food producer, and Japan wants to keep it that way. In a direct plea, Michio Koketsu urges New Zealand to stay GM-free, reminding the country the customer is king. And in Japan, the customer prefers food untouched by genetic tinkering. The gene technology bill, which has sparked heated debate, aims to modernize outdated regulations around genetic modification. But here's the catch: many of New Zealand's key export markets, including Japan, are not sold on the idea. Japanese consumers have consistently rejected GM foods, keeping them off supermarket shelves for decades. Their stance is clear: if New Zealand starts dabbling in gene tech, it could risk its reputation as a premium, natural food supplier. With the submission deadline looming, New Zealand's government now faces a tough decision: forge ahead and risk alienating key trading partners, or listen to international consumers who are, quite literally, voting with their wallets. One thing is certain: Japan has spoken. Will New Zealand listen? This audio sponsor's link is at the bottom of the article.